Every military in the world is a hierarchical organization. There are people at the top who make decisions, people down below who follow those orders, and people in between who make it happen. Today, most militaries have an elaborate rank structure with multiple ranks in the chain of command. However, it wasn't always like that. The modern system of ranks evolved over time, and the ranks that exist today have origins that go back centuries. Learn more about military ranks, where they came from, and what they mean on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know I like to share some of the creations I've made with my ButcherBox shipments. Today, I want to tell you about my latest creation, meat muffins. I take a package of ButcherBox ground beef and mix it with shredded cheese. I then put it in a cupcake tin, filling it about 3/4 of the way full. And then on top, I'll pour a scrambled egg mix. I put it in my air fryer for about 13 minutes at 390 degrees, and the result is ground beef muffins. Quick and easy to make, and you can put them in the fridge for later. And if you'd like to try this recipe out yourself, you are in luck. Because today, ButcherBox is giving my listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/everywhere, and use code everywhere to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/everywhere, code everywhere. This episode is sponsored by Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. I recently had the chance to try Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond, and I can attest to its exceptional aromas with hints of caramel and vanilla intertwining with its oakiness, which provide a well-rounded flavor profile. Taking a sip is akin to experiencing a piece of bourbon history firsthand. Heaven Hill Distillery may be America's most quintessential bourbon distillery. Established in 1935 after the end of Prohibition, the distillery was established by the Shapira family and has remained a family-owned distillery to this day. In 1897, Congress passed the Bottled in Bond Act, which set forth strict rules for any bourbon labeled Bottled in Bond. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon goes beyond the stringent requirements of the law by aging its bourbon for 7 years, not four. The end result is a gold medal-winning bourbon that truly stands out. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond. Heaven Hill reminds you, think wisely, drink wisely. I'm guessing that most of you are at least familiar with the most basic military ranks: general, colonel, sergeant, private, etc. What those ranks represent and what the terms mean were something that evolved over time. But before I get into individual ranks and how they were established, we should go way back to how ranks were created in the first place. When humans began organized warfare, it was small bands of people who probably all knew each other. There was no need for a hierarchy beyond that of someone who was a leader. The name of that person was probably just whatever the word for leader was in whatever language they spoke. However, over time, armed groups grew larger. This corresponded with the rise of civilizations and agriculture. Larger, more organized states were capable of raising larger armies. These armies were a far cry from the band of extended relatives that fought together during the Paleolithic Age. These armies required significant amounts of organization and logistics to move and fight. One of the first civilizations to raise massive armies of this size was ancient Persia. Persia was the largest empire of its time, encompassing many different cultures and languages. Persia was able to raise armies of tens or even hundreds of thousands of men. They organized their army in a way that actually made quite a bit of sense, something you would have expected to have been developed in later centuries. They organized their units by factors of 10. The smallest unit consisted of 10 men and was called a dathabam. The leader of a dathabam was called a dathapatis. The next unit was that of 100 men, called a satabam, which was led by a satapatis. A unit of 1,000 men was a hazarabam and was commanded by a hazarapatis. Finally, a unit of 10,000 men was a bavarabam, commanded by a bavarapatis. At the very top was a commander-in-chief known as the Aran Safbad. This hierarchy was rather simple by modern standards. An army of 100,000 soldiers would only have 5 levels of hierarchy, from the top commander down to the simplest soldier. At the bottom of the hierarchy, you didn't have a whole lot of diversity. You had spear-wielding foot soldiers, archers, and cavalry. Logistical roles would have been filled by camp followers or by the soldiers themselves. The Roman military had a very different system, if you remember my episode on that subject. Their commanders were usually elected during the Republican period. Oftentimes, armies would be led by one of the 2 sitting consuls. The commander of an army was called a legate, and under them were tribunes, who were often the sons of high-status Roman families. Below them were centurions, who were responsible for much of the real work of the army. After the Roman Empire fell in the West, there were changes to how militaries were organized in both the West and in the remnant of the empire in the East, aka the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantines established a very complicated military hierarchy with the strategos at the top, followed by tourmarches, drongarios, domestikos, magistros, and finally comes. The Byzantine army is probably worth its own episode in the future, but suffice it to say, it was complicated. In Western Europe, feudalism developed, a rigid social system with peasants and nobility. Pretty much every military was a reflection of the feudal system. The head of an army would be a lord or a king. If you were a lesser noble, you would be a knight or some other commander. And if you were a penniless peasant, then you were a foot soldier. With only some exceptions, it really didn't matter how smart or talented you were, social rank was commensurate with military rank. Things started to change in the Renaissance as armies became more professional and larger, but they didn't change that much. Even going into the 18th and 19th centuries, you could still buy an officer commission in the British Army. Ranks became more formalized in the 18th and 19th centuries, even down to the lowest soldier. As armies became professionalized, they allowed for promotion and advancement even for common soldiers, something which was possible in the past, but the options were very limited. When the World Wars came about in the 20th century, the Allies had issues with their ranks. For the most part, there were similar ranks in each army, but the ranks weren't exactly the same, which made things awkward when you had joint commands. In a previous episode on the subject of 6-star generals, I mentioned that the rank of 5-star general in the American military was created simply because other Allied armies had a rank of field marshal that the Americans didn't have. When NATO was formed after the war, one of the things the Allies did was normalize their ranks across all the member nations. The names for some of the ranks may be different in some countries, but there were now clear equivalents in rank. Likewise, rank equivalents were made across all branches of the armed services in the United States. Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force all have the same number of ranks with equivalent ranks. There are currently 9 enlisted ranks across all NATO countries, with a special 10th rank for the single top non-commissioned officer in each armed forces branch. 4 of the ranks are for enlisted soldiers and 5 for non-commissioned officers. Likewise, there are 10 NATO equivalent officer ranks, 2 junior officer ranks, 3 senior officer ranks, and 5 general/flag officer ranks. So with that, I want to discuss the origin of each of the current military ranks. Each rank has a unique history, and the words have a unique etymology. I'm mostly going to be using American Army ranks, but they're very similar to ranks in other countries as well. So, I might as well start with the most common rank, that of private. Private is the lowest rank in pretty much any army. Historically, what we consider a private has also been known as a soldier, a footman, or some equivalent. The term private comes from the term private soldier. And you might be asking yourself, what is so private about a private? If there's a private, is there a public? Well, actually, sort of. The term private soldier has been described in a few different ways. The first is that private soldiers were distinct from members of the nobility who were officers and led more public lives, similar to how someone might call themselves a private citizen. Another explanation is that a private soldier was somebody who didn't have anyone under them. He was only responsible for themselves. The term private soldier is an antiquated term that isn't used much today, but it was frequently used as late as the 18th and 19th centuries. The term was first used in the British military, and it was later copied by the Americans, who for the most part just copied the British ranks. It was first used as a full rank in the military in the 18th century. In the U.S. Army, there are two ranks of private, the lowest of which is often just called a recruit, and a third rank is called a private first class. Going up in rank, the next rank would be a corporal. A corporal is usually considered to be the lowest rank of a non-commissioned officer. The word corporal is derived from the Latin word corpus, which means body, with the medieval Latin derivative word corporalis, meaning of the body. This rank originally denoted an officer responsible for a body of troops or a particular unit. It currently has a NATO rank of OR4 and a Uniformed Services pay grade rank in the United States of E4. Next up are sergeants. The word sergeant comes from Old French, which itself comes from the Latin word serviens, meaning one who serves. This rank historically denoted a servant or attendant. Some organizations, such as the United States House of Representatives, have a sergeant at arms, which is not a military position, but rather reflects the ancient use of the word. The U.S. Army has multiple ranks of sergeant, including sergeant major, first sergeant, master sergeant, sergeant first class, and staff sergeant. The rank was first used in the British military, and the name came from the fact that each officer was assigned a sergeant, which explains the name and its origin as a servant. Today, sergeants are the highest-ranking non-commissioned officers, and each rank of the military has a special rank of a single sergeant known as the Sergeant Major of the Army or Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. Above sergeants are officers, and the lowest-ranking officers are lieutenants. The word lieutenant comes from the French words lieu, meaning place, and tenant, which means holding. Combined, they mean holding in place, referring to someone who holds a position in the absence of a higher authority. A lieutenant would have been someone acting in the name and authority of the king. In the U.S. Army, Marines, and Air Force, there are second lieutenants and first lieutenants. A big question many people, including many British people, wonder is why Commonwealth countries pronounce it as lieutenant when there's nothing in the word that would indicate something that sounds like the letter F. The best reason I've heard is that in Old French, the word lieu was actually pronounced louf, and that was the pronunciation that took hold in Britain. The lieutenant pronunciation was used in the American military as late as the 1790s, but eventually fell out of favor. The next rank is that of captain. Captain comes from the Latin word caput, meaning head. The term was used to denote the leader of a unit or head of a company of soldiers. While the origin of the word is the same as that of a naval captain, a captain in the Navy and a captain in the Army have totally different equivalent ranks. A naval captain is the equivalent of an Army colonel. An Army captain is normally the head of a company that usually consists of roughly 1 to 200 soldiers. Above a captain is a major. The origin of major is very straightforward. It comes from the Latin term major, meaning greater or senior. It was originally used to denote the senior subordinate of a colonel. A major can lead a company, or they could be an executive officer in a larger unit such as a regiment or even a brigade. Above major is colonel. The U.S. military has lieutenant colonels and just colonels. The word originates from the Italian word colonnello, which means column of soldiers. The title refers to the commander of a column or regiment in the 16th and 17th centuries. The word colonel has a very odd pronunciation given how the word is spelled. The reason has to do with the fact that the Italian word came to English via French. The French had originally changed the spelling of the Italian word to coronel, C-O-R-O-N-E-L, and that's also how it's spelled in Spanish. For whatever reason, in English, the original Italian spelling was taken, but the pronunciation was pronounced in the French manner, which had a completely different spelling. And by the way, Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, did not hold that rank in the military. Rather, he was a Kentucky colonel, an honorary title bestowed by the state of Kentucky. A colonel will usually be in charge of a regiment. Finally, above colonel is general. The word general is derived from the Latin word generalis, meaning pertaining to all or universal. This term came into use as a rank in the French Army and was adopted by the British Army and subsequently by the American Army to denote the highest level of command. There are currently 5 ranks of generals on the books in the United States. In order of seniority, from lowest to highest is a brigadier general, a major general, a lieutenant general, a general, and a general of the Army. And if you remember back to my episode, there's also a sixth rank of general known as General of the Armies, but it's rarely used. And note that while a major outranks a lieutenant general outranks a major general. And Germany in the 19th century used to have a rank known as a colonel general. In this episode, I focus primarily on army ranks, which are very similar to ranks in other branches of the military, save for the Navy. Naval ranks and traditions are very different, and I'll save those for a future episode. As with many things in our world, military traditions date back centuries, which is why many military ranks with odd spellings or pronunciations still exist today. The executive producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is Charles Daniel. The associate producers are Peter Bennett and Cameron Kiefer. I wanted to give a big thanks to everyone who supports the show on Patreon. Your support helps me put out a new show every day. And if you're interested in Everything Everywhere Daily merchandise, Patreon is currently the only place where it's available. And if you'd like to talk to other listeners of the show and get notified of future episodes and projects, please join my Facebook group or Discord server. Links to everything are in the show notes.